Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it in tight! Bring it on! Bring it in tight! Let's get this energy up!
Hey! Hey!
You are listening to the Coach Hop Show, and now your host, Tim Hopkins.
Coach Hop Show coming back soon. New graphics, new website, a lot more activity and interaction. Co-host, Gary Weaver. Executive producer, Kanye Garner. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Just getting comfortable. Getting back behind the wheel. Play some intro music. High school football is back. The applause meter is kind of skewed. I need to get with Ray or Kanye on that. It's not as clear as it normally would be.
The Legacy Senior All-Star Football Game on Fox Sports Detroit is brought to you by Zenith, the Detroit-based leader in football protective equipment. By Top Cat Team Sales, your source for top-notch custom team and corporate apparel. And by Kroger, the official sponsor of Football Week in Michigan.
We're at the gorgeous Legacy Sports Complex in Brighton. Phenomenal facility for this Legacy All-Star Game. The third member of our broadcast team is Brooke Fletcher. Hi, Brooke.
Hey, Matt. Yeah, this game is a great opportunity for these boys, and it's a unique one. Like Mike and Greg told you guys a few minutes ago, they only have 3 practices with each other. So I asked Greg, what is the mental state of these guys right now? And he said, not going to lie, Brooke, they are a little nervous, and emotions are high. And I said, well, as a head coach, how do you calm them down? And he said, Brooke, we don't want to calm them down. We want them to stay hyped and to embrace those emotions out here on the field today, Matt.
Look forward to your conversations with a lot of players and coaches throughout the ball game today. No special teams, just a reminder. So they'll start at the 25-yard line, and it is Team Legacy that gets the first chance to score under Mike Martin. Former third-round pick of the Tennessee Titans. Former All-Stater at Catholic Central High School as well. And Greg Jones. What a great guy. Chance to get to know these guys over the last couple of weeks. Greg Jones, phenomenal player, all Big Ten player at Michigan State. This is Gray Kinney, and he'll sprint up the middle and get a first down to the 45-yard line. The captain of this Legacy team out of Seaholm High School. Remember the offense starting both the game and the second half from the 25-yard line. If they choose to punt, since there is no special teams, if it's on their side of the football field, the opposing team takes over at the opposite 25. If it's on the other side of the 50, they take over at the 15. On the ground, this is the running back, Philip Stewart, who gets close to midfield. Stewart out of Oak Park High School. And what excites us most is, after that touchdown, a chance at 3 different conversions. That'll make it really interesting, Rubes.
A lot dictated by how the game's going. If you're up, down, just like with the regular rule, Shep, you go for 1 or 2.
4 wide receivers set for Kinney. Flare it out. Nice grab to keep it off the carpet and then breaking.
No more talking. No more talking. The talking's done. We talking with these now. We talking with these now, all right? All right, here we go. Call it up for me. Let's go. Let's go. Make it loud. Here we go. Here we go. Let's go, fellas. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Fun, fast-moving first quarter here at the Legacy All-Star Game. Mike Martin, the head coach of Team Legacy, and his team is in front 12-0, and defensively been pretty good too. A third down and 12 is what the Legend team faces alongside Rob Rubick, Brooke Fletcher. I'm Matt Shepard. We will welcome in Justin Sasante, who is the executive director of the Legacy Sports Complex, here in a moment after this play, as Jaden Mason, the quarterback for Big Rapids, tries to get his team to its second straight first down. They've only had one so far in this one because of the Legend struggles at the line of scrimmage, and now the second penalty in illegal motion against Team Legend. That changes
offense,
the playbook just a little bit.
Penalty, still third down.
So illegal motion, push him back another 5 yards. And again, just a reminder, because there is no punting, if they don't convert here, they can choose to say they would punt, and then Team Legacy would get the ball at their own 25-yard line, since the ball is on the Legend side of the 50.
That's a good deal. If you're the Legend, that's a 55-yard punt.
No return.
Right.
You always talk about the net return. Mason, you would think in a throwing situation with a rush of four, feels the pressure, throws, and it's incomplete, intended for LaShawn Bright out of Lawrence Central. All right. So here's where the rules, these unique rules, come into play. We talked about it at the outset. We will remind you throughout our broadcast here. And they will punt it away, giving Team Legacy the ball at the 25. Let's welcome in Justin Sasante. He is the executive director of the Legacy Sports Complex. Congratulations on the success. I know you had it last year, but this year as well. How do you feel as you see this this baby being born, if you will?
Yeah, extremely humbling and a blessing to give these kids an opportunity that I would deem underrated, underexposed, want to play at the next level, deserve it, had great high school careers, and did things on the field and off the field the right way. So just a pleasure partnering with Zenith and Fox Sports to allow this platform to be born. And it's been an awesome experience thus far.
How's it been building up? What's been the feedback from players, coaches, and parents alike?
It's been overwhelming how appreciative they are for this opportunity. A lot of these high school football players assumed their high school careers were done, and the next step would hopefully be at the collegiate level. And we're all about relationships in this great game. Provide an opportunity down the road well after football. And so we just feel this whole environment over the last 3 days, everybody's came together as a family in a short time.
I'll tell you what, you got to like Noah Smith on this. I watched number 7. He comes flying up, takes on the defender. He doesn't make the play, but look at the way he feels, the aggressiveness, the reaction time, and how quick he read that play.
And you talk about good football physiques. Noah Smith has that for sure at 5'11", 180. Out of Lansing Everett, a second down and 12 now for the team that's in front. Oh, my goodness. And that's the decision Cannon Hall regrets because of the play of David Smith. David Smith was a late addition from Lansing Waverly, and he has been everywhere. Justin, when you see these kids play and you know that they've gone through 3 days of practice, are you equally as impressed with not just what they did during the regular season, but what they've been able to accomplish in such a short period of time during these practices?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Just seeing how coachable they are. They're able to pick up what we're putting down in a short period of time. And hats off to our coaching staff. A lot of ex-NFL guys, high-level high school coaches were able to implement it. Players were able to pick it up, be focused, and they've been putting it on the field so far.
Cannon Hall out of Davidson. A pump fake. Now he'll end up throwing to Williams. Williams has a touchdown. Spins his way all the way down past the 25 to the 27-yard line. A little dancing move by Tywan Williams.
Well, Tywan Williams got a little shake now. He gets that in the flat, and there's a defender right in his face. Chapman, I think he makes 3 people miss. He utilized that spin move nicely, didn't he? He made the first guy with the spin, second spin. He worked his way up, a little Tasmanian devil. But they're going to be short on third down, and they're going to take them, use the punt rule inside their own 50. That means the Legends will get down their own 25-yard line.
I love these rules. Ribs thinks this is the way, you know, with special teams, that just about every single level is going to go to. Who did you consult, Justin, about coming up with these rules, and why do you think it's so important at this level to have these types of options?
Well, as Rubes knows, he's a physical football player. You probably...
You obviously too young to watch me play, right? Because I wasn't, but...
I'm a historian.
Yeah.
You got hit the hardest on special
yes.
teams, and you hit
Agreed.
The hardest, and it's also the most dangerous to implement in a short amount of time. So we want to make sure to keep a safe environment, and if we didn't have enough time to really put it on the field, we didn't want to. So I talked to the officiating crew. A lot of these guys worked state championships this past week. Rozier, Looney, Mike Henry, great guys out of the Flint area.
Early scoring by Legacy, and then the defenses took over. We're at the break with Team Legacy leading Team Legend 12-0 alongside former Lions tight end Rob Rubick. I'm Matt Shepard. We'll hear from Brooke Fletcher again in a moment, but first things, your impressions early on this All-Star Classic.
Well, early on, Legacy had the upper hand, and I think Legends kind of settled in, especially defensively. Their front took over. Evan Brunning really jumped out. The young man from Oxford played extremely well. And as the half went on, you could see things kind of balanced. It's funny, we talked to Coach Martin before the game. He felt that he had the upper hand coming in, and Greg Jones just, yeah, we'll be all right. Mm-hmm. It just took them a little time to find their niche. But let's see what happens in the second half, because they got to make up for 12 points. And let's take a look at what happened in the first half as well, Shep, how they got the 12-point lead so far. The recap here, Greg Kenny does a nice job as the quarterback. He's going to get into the end zone on the run initially. Take a look here. And then he's going to find Tywan Williams on the screen pass. It takes it around the edge. So good job by Tywan. Good job by Greg Kenny as well. And then the interceptions you're going to see on the other one, trying to bring him back into the game.
Yeah, Noah Smith.
Noah Smith did a nice job. He got a couple picks.
Halftime highlights brought to you by Zenith. Smith has jumped out at Rob Rubick. Good physique. Good football instinct. Has put his team in decent positions, but they have not been able to take advantage. On the other hand, they do know they're still in this game.
Oh, yeah.
So what does Team Legend need to do offensively to try and get some points on the board?
Well, I was kind of alluding to it before we went to the halftime break, is they're going to have to get their quarterbacks outside the pocket. Too much pressure. Their offensive line is being outmanned right now by the front of Legacy. They're getting pressure each and every play. Quarterbacks are sitting ducks in the pocket. So, hey, they're sitting ducks. Get that duck out of the pond and get them outside.
Yeah, that team will have the opportunity to get on the board first, because they'll get the football to start the second half. Our game summary brought to you by Baker College. The second half is next.
If you're going to do the holidays, do the holidays. Chop down your own tree. Brave the mall on a Saturday. See family. Hug an uncle. It's the holidays, America. Let's do it together. Ford. Built for the holidays.
Now with Black Friday Cash, current 80-plan lessees can lease a Ford Edge for only $149 a month for 24 months, with $2,379 due at signing.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
All athletes strive to perform at their peak, and meeting that goal means putting in extra hours on the trail, in the gym, or on the court. It also means refueling after a tough workout. Chocolate milk has carbohydrates and protein to rebuild muscles, plus electrolytes to replenish your body. And with no additives, chocolate milk is nature's sports drink. So after your next training session, reach for the natural choice to help you meet your performance goals. Chocolate milk, the unofficial recovery beverage of athletes everywhere.
Vein mouthguards are made with comfortable dental-grade resin in a precise, lightweight design. Sensors will trigger when dealt a blow of 100 Gs or more, indicating the possibility a head injury has occurred and medical attention may be required. It's about more than protecting the mouth. It's about protecting the athlete. Because the only thing stopping you from playing your hardest is how quickly you can get back up. Vein mouthguards.
We got football, baby.
You spoke my language right there.
We got celebrity guests one after the other.
Hey.
What a way to start the day.
That's why we're the best.
Good job, good job, good job. Better pad level, better pad level. Be proud about the effort you're putting on film, all right? Get to the ball. Yeah, everybody get to the ball. Does that make sense?